grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. As we begin to think about our gospel lesson for the first Sunday in Advent, there is a passage from the book of Lamentations that I would like to share with you. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. What we are being told here about the mercies of the Lord is that they are new every morning. That means, number one, they never cease. All right, the mercies of the Lord never cease. It means, number two, that the mercies of the Lord never wane. They never diminish. And number three, every day the mercies of the Lord are new again, as if he had never been merciful before. The mercies of the Lord are ever new. And this is important for us to consider as we have just ended one church year, and today we begin a new church year in the year of our Lord 2020. And as we begin this new year, the Lord wants to impress upon us that his mercies are new every morning. And he wants us to be filled with joy over the prospect of his mercies abundantly renewed day by day on our behalf. Now let's turn our attention to the entry of Christ into Jerusalem. So here, the Messiah, the Son of God, long promised in the Old Testament and hoped for, he makes his public triumphal entry into the capital city, the holy city, Jerusalem. He is the fulfillment of the great promises of God, and he is come as our salvation. Now, this triumphal entry into Jerusalem serves a number of purposes. Number one is the fulfillment of prophecy. But number two, it is a picture for us of the fact that the Lord Jesus, in his daily renewed mercies toward us, he comes to his spiritual Jerusalem, which is the holy Christian church, the Israel of God under the New Testament. And so, as we read this passage of Jesus entering into the earthly city of Jerusalem to the praises and welcome of its inhabitants, we are reminded that so he comes to his church with the abundance of his ever new mercies as we begin this new year. And so it's good for us to consider for a moment who is it that comes, and to whom does he come? And first of all, we see that Jesus tells his disciples, go to the village over against you, straightway you'll find an ass tied and a colt with her, loose them and bring them to me, and if any man says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. Now, even though this is just a plain discussion of Jesus telling his disciples to go and procure the animals that he will use to ride into Jerusalem in fulfillment of prophecy, but notice here that this little brief passage speaks to us about Christ as being all-knowing, omniscient. He knows the thoughts of the hearts of the people who live in Bethphage. He knows exactly what they are going to say. The Lord knows all things. Also, he is omnipotent. He is all-powerful, almighty. He so, by the act of his will, he so works in the heart of the owners of these donkeys that they readily respond positively to the disciples when they come. And he allows these donkeys to be used for the Lord's purposes. Now, how exactly did Jesus go about this? The Bible doesn't go into detail. Nevertheless, Jesus shows us here a little peek at his all-knowingness and his almightiness, right? So we see here that the Lord who comes to us in the ever new mercies of the Lord, this Lord, he knows you. He knows all about you. He knows your sins and your failings. He knows the tribulations and the troubles that you face. He knows all about the details of your life. And yet, he comes to you with mercy, grace, and help in time of need. He knows you. He knows your situation, and he comes to us to help and save us. And he is also quite able to bring his desire to fruition. You know, there are lots of people in the world who mean well, and they would like to do well, but they can't bring it off. Jesus is not only does he know your need, but he is completely able to fulfill your need and to give you that help which you really need, which is the forgiveness of your sins, the gift of everlasting life, and eternal salvation. And all of this he brings to you. So the first thing that we learn in our text today is that the Lord who comes to us in the ever new mercies of God comes to us knowing us right down to the root of our being and able to help us with the help of his grace and his salvation. Now, the passage also says here that all of this was done, the procuring of the donkeys, it was all done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. All right, now, here's something that you need to know about the olden days. Bibles in ancient times did not have chapters and verses. And so, Matthew here could not say, all of this was done to fulfill Zechariah 9, verse 9. So what he had to do was, he had to make reference to passages that he wants to be looked up and studied in their context and meditated upon. Now, what he does here is he puts together two different prophecies and he makes them one. The first of the prophecies is Zechariah 9, verse 9. And in Zechariah 9, it says this: Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just or righteous and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. So in Zechariah 9:9, the daughter of Jerusalem is encouraged to rejoice because the king, the messianic king, is coming. He is righteous and he brings salvation with him. And he comes in lowliness. This is the riding upon a donkey. In meekness and lowliness, riding upon a beast of burden rather than a war horse. All right? So here, the daughter of Zion is encouraged to rejoice in the coming king who is righteous and brings salvation. But what Matthew does is he quotes this passage with a little snippet from another passage in the Old Testament, from Isaiah chapter 62. And in Isaiah chapter 62, we read these verses. Verse 11, Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, Say ye to the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called sought out, a city not forsaken. What a wonderful conflation of two different passages of Scripture written hundreds of years apart, but covering the same subject matter, addressing the daughter of Zion and telling her, Thy salvation cometh, his reward is with him, everlasting life, and his work before him. As Jesus rode into Jerusalem, he came riding into Jerusalem in order to be rejected, beaten, crucified, dead, buried, and risen from the dead on the third day for the redemption of sinners who will be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, those who are not forsaken. What a wonderful message that we learn today, that the Lord, who is all-knowing and all-powerful, comes to us as we begin this new church year, bringing to us the salvation that he has once and for all finished and accomplished on our behalf, so that we may rejoice in his coming. Now, as we continue in our gospel lesson, it says that the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded him, and they brought the ass and the colt, and they put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and straw them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And here we get a picture of to whom the Lord of salvation comes. We see the daughters of Zion, that is, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, they welcome Jesus as the Messiah, the King, the one who is the fulfillment of the prophecies of the Old Testament. And it says, they that went before and that followed. So you had the ones who went before, they were the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the ones who followed are the pilgrim throngs coming to Jerusalem in order to celebrate the solemnities of the Passover. And Jesus is the Passover lamb that taketh away the sin of the world. So, to whom is it that Jesus comes? He comes to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. He also comes to whoever it is that has come to Jerusalem to celebrate the great works of the Lord, the great saving works of God. This is a picture for us of the Holy Christian Church, the Zion of God, and its true members, those who are members of Christ in holy baptism, who have a true and saving faith, and also to all who come to participate with his church in the celebration of the great saving works of God. Whoever has come to hear God's word and to receive the ministrations of the church of the Lord, they have this promise. Jesus, the all-knowing, all-powerful King of redemption and salvation, has come for you, that you might have a true faith. Now, you might have been very weak in your faith in the past church year. It has been a very trying time, not only for us Christians, but for all people. With the pandemic, and on top of the pandemic, the use of it that politicians have made. And so we have had a rough year, and you may feel very beleaguered and weary as you look back on 2020. And you may be aware that you did not always live as a disciple of Christ ought to live. And you may be afraid to believe that, yes, the Lord is coming for you with his grace. But this is as it is. because the mercies of God never cease, they never wane, and they are new every morning. And therefore you may take heart and understand that Jesus is for you and will be with you as you begin this new church year. Everything is new because his mercies fail not. They are new every morning. And even those who have been backslidden, even those who have forsaken the Lord, they are hearing this message, and they too may take encouragement that Jesus comes to save sinners, and therefore he comes for you too. So everyone, when they see this picture of Jesus riding into Jerusalem, and they understand it to be a picture of Christ coming graciously, having salvation to his church, we may understand that in the person and work of Jesus Christ, the mercies of the Lord fail not. They are new every morning, and they are for us. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.